The Girls They Left Behind by Lillian Harry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
For my sister Christine, with love. Chapter 1. Olive and Derek Harker arrived for the latest possible train on that Sunday evening, but Portsmouth Town Station was as crowded as if it were morning. The carriages were filling with soldiers and airmen going back off leave, and the platform was crowded with the women and children who were bidding them goodbye. Some were smiling bravely, but most were already in tears, and few would be dry-eyed as the train steamed out of the station.
"I can't bear it," Olive wept as Derek held her in his arms. "You don't seem to have been here 5 minutes. It's so cruel taking you away like this. We've only just got married."
"I know." He stroked her hair. He was having difficulty with his own feelings. Men didn't cry, especially men who were soldiers going off to war. But he felt disturbingly as if he might. His throat ached in a way he couldn't remember since he was 12 years old. He swallowed the ache and buried his face in Olive's hair, and she turned her head so that their lips met. She clung to him, her body shaking with sobs, and he wondered how he was ever going to bring himself to break away.
"Livy, I've got to go," he whispered despairingly. "If I miss the train..."